Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Last April, as the 2017 session of the Montana Legislature adjourned and left town, I closed this broadcast by saying, "Sleep well, Montana. You're safe for another 2 years." That solace came with a caveat, unless they are called back for a special session. The math was simple. For the budget to work, they needed a normal fire season and revenues to increase roughly 5%. They got neither. There were those, including yours truly, who thought 5% was a bit optimistic in this economy, and the fire season was anything but normal. That led to this week's gubernatorial call for a special legislative session, and as predictable as cold weather in January, the political rhetoric is flying. At first, the governor threatened severe discretionary cuts to scare everyone to action. That didn't work. Many in the legislature feel the budget is still bloated, and a budget shortfall is a good excuse to address waste and overspending. The governor, his bluff having failed, then issued the call for the special session, along with a list of revised proposed budget cuts. Not surprisingly, the updated list called for much smaller cuts than the original list, with the difference being made up by increasing taxes. To add insult to legislative injury, the governor's cuts would not even be finalized until after the special session concluded. It was a bridge too far. Leaders in the Republican-controlled legislature moved to expand the call of the legislature, which, if successful, would give them even more leeway in cutting spending and raising revenue from sources other than tax increases. We'll know soon if the expanded call was successful. In the meantime, phone lines are buzzing and emails are flying back and forth as legislators try to establish a starting point for negotiations. There are some who would say the fix is in and that the governor would never have called for the special session if the deal had not already been cut. It's possible, but anything can happen once the legislature is seated and the voting begins. The session officially kicks off at noon on Tuesday, November 4th, but the tax and finance committees begin meeting on Monday. The goal is to have a lot of the work done before the full legislature arrives. Legislators I've spoken with hope to have the entire session wrapped up by Wednesday. It will be interesting to see whether real negotiating takes place or whether a small band of moderate Republicans join with Democrats to give the governor what he wants. If that happens, the session will be very short and the end result will be a fait accompli that was negotiated in private over the past couple of weeks. Remember, in politics you can only do what you have the votes to do, and moderate Republicans joining with the Democrats will give the governor the votes necessary to run the table. If I was a betting man, I would bet that by this time next week, the special session will be over and your taxes will be higher. Just saying. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.